Welcome back to the Global Greek Influence Podcast. I'm Panayota Pimenidou. To be up to date with our latest episodes and guests, subscribe and follow the Global Greek Influence Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Anchor FM, and seven more podcasting platforms. Your reviews also help us rank higher and make our efforts becoming more visible. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and the podcast's LinkedIn page. From now on, we are excited to announce that we will be providing previews of upcoming episodes exclusively for our subscribers. Additionally, we will be also offering full video episodes for all our valued subscribers. We believe that this new feature will enhance your viewing experience and allow you to get a sneak peek of what's to come. Whether you are a fan of our content or a new subscriber, you will have the opportunity to stay up to date with our latest episodes and enjoy the full video experience. By offering previews of coming episodes, we aim to build anticipation and give you a taste of what's in store. This will allow you to get a glimpse of the exciting content we have planned and decide which episode you're most excited to watch. We are thrilled to introduce these new features and hope that they will enhance your enjoyment of our content. Thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to bringing you more exciting episodes in the future. Even though we strive toward the energy transition into renewable sources, we might seem hesitant to do so. And by we mean the economy. In last week's full episode for subscribers only, game-changing green hydrogen from the oceans and seas, we saw the latest cutting-edge technologies for green hydrogen and the dynamics unrolling across the world among major economic powers. Apart from wind and solar power, hydrogen is a key driver toward decarbonization, especially for industries that are hard to be detached from conventional fuels. Steel production heavily relies on coal, and by replacing it with hydrogen generated from renewable energy sources, can decarbonize steel production. Also, hydrogen's contribution to decarbonize heavy industries such as manufacturing and chemical production provide a sustainable pathway for a number of products we see and use every day, from plastics and cleaning products to food processing to produce, for instance, margarine, fertilizers, and building materials such as cement. Hydrogen has been primarily advertised for transportation by using it in fuel cells to power zero-emissions vehicles, including cars, trucks, buses, and trains, and power generation, particularly in sectors where renewable energy sources may not be readily available or feasible due to geographical constraints, intermittency, energy storage from wind and solar power generation, cost considerations. Yet, hydrogen's importance is significant in aviation and maritime as long-distance travel, where electrification may not be feasible due to the limitations of battery technology. Hydrogen can serve as an energy carrier with high energy density, enabling long-range operations without the need for frequent refueling. Most definitely, the development of hydrogen infrastructure, including production, storage, and distribution facilities, can only strengthen the adoption of hydrogen in maritime and aviation sectors. This infrastructure can enable the availability of hydrogen as a fuel and facilitate the transition to hydrogen-powered vessels and aircraft. Also, the production of hydrogen from saline water, as discussed in last week's full episode for subscribers only, game-changing green hydrogen from the oceans and seas, can strengthen the maritime sector with onboard production, making travels even more sustainable. One of the key challenges is the lack of a comprehensive hydrogen infrastructure. Establishing a robust network of hydrogen production, storage, and distribution facilities requires significant investment and coordination among industry stakeholders. The high costs associated with infrastructure development can be a barrier to widespread adoption. The U.S. government has implemented various incentives to promote renewables and hydrogen and adoption of renewable energy technologies and hydrogen infrastructure. Federal tax credits for renewable energy projects, such as the Investment Tax Credit, ITC, and the Production Tax Credit, PTC, provide financial incentives for the installation and operation of renewable energy systems, including solar, wind, geothermal, and biomass. The federal government additionally offers loan programs to support the deployment of renewable Renewable Energy and Hydrogen Projects, the Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America Program, REAP, provides loans and grants to rural businesses and agricultural producers for renewable energy systems, including hydrogen production. In addition to federal incentives, many states have implemented their own incentives to promote renewables and hydrogen. These incentives can include tax credits, grants, rebates, and performance-based incentives. The specific incentives vary by state and can be tailored to the local energy landscape and policy priorities. The U.S. government collaborates with private industry and research institutions through public-private partnerships. These partnerships aim to accelerate the development and deployment of renewable energy and hydrogen technologies by leveraging expertise, resources, and funding. Finally, the U.S. government establishes regulations and standards that support the integration of renewables and hydrogen into the energy system. This includes renewable portfolio standards, clean fuel standards, and regulations for hydrogen infrastructure development. Research and development programs continue to play a vital role in today's landscape, and one notable example is China's recent adoption of a significant program. China is actively investigating ways to incorporate hydrogen into urban environments, transitioning from previous subsidies for fuel cell electric vehicles to conducting pilot demonstrations in specific cities during an initial four-year phase. This initiative will concentrate on researching and implementing crucial components, and the central government will provide financial awards to these cities as support rather than offering purchase subsidies directly to consumers. Beyond the R&D programs and the vision statement that answers the why hydrogen, why this jurisdiction, and why now, a roadmap maps out the short-term actions needed to advance deployment and define the areas with the highest priority and the applications where demonstration projects are most needed. The strategy defines the targets, addresses concrete policies, and evaluates their coherence with existing energy policy. To prepare the strategy, public-private partnerships need to be formed, acting as a platform to advance technological progress, create consensus, develop incentives, and coordinate activities. Public-private partnerships can minimize hindrances and failures during early deployment, facilitating the transition from demonstration to commercialization. But what happens in the EU? The EU strategy on hydrogen, adopted in 2020, proposed policy action points in five areas: investment, support for production and demand, creating a hydrogen market and infrastructure, research and cooperation, and international cooperation. These action points require coordination and implementation across multiple sectors and stakeholders, leading to a complex web of initiatives. Fit for 55 package and hydrogen and decarbonized gas market package are two of these initiatives. The Fit for 55 package, introduced in July 2021, translates the European hydrogen strategy into concrete policy proposals. It is a set of legislative proposals aimed at reducing net greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% by 2030. This package includes measures to support the development of dedicated hydrogen infrastructure and an efficient hydrogen market, which are crucial for the growth of the hydrogen economy. The Repower EU plan, unveiled in May 2022, as part of the Fit for 55 package, aims to decrease the European Union's dependency on Russian fossil fuels. It introduces a hydrogen accelerator concept, which is designed to expedite the deployment of renewable hydrogen. This acceleration is essential for hastening the energy transition and decarbonization of the EU's energy system. The goal is to produce and import 10 million tons of renewable hydrogen in the EU by 2030. Of course, this raises questions again to the dependency or the dependencies that will be created on other countries outside the EU. Investment support for hydrogen projects is available through the Next Generation EU Recovery Plan, which provides funding for EU countries to invest in hydrogen projects across the value chain. Additionally, the Important Projects of Common European Interest, IPCIs, on hydrogen provide further investment support. For example, the IPCI Hy2Use supports the construction of hydrogen-related infrastructure and the development of sustainable technologies for integrating hydrogen into the industrial sector. The Clean Hydrogen Partnership, established in November 2021, aims to support research and innovation in the hydrogen ecosystem. It takes over from the Fuel Cells and Hydrogen 2 joint undertaking, FCH2JU. The European Hydrogen Bank within the Commission services functions as an internal financing instrument to unlock private investments in hydrogen value chains, both within the EU and in third countries. To complete the policy framework, two delegated acts were formally adopted on June 20, 2023, under the 2018 Renewable Energy Directive. The first act establishes criteria for renewable fuels of non-biological origin falling under the category of renewable hydrogen. The second act introduces a detailed scheme to calculate the life cycle emissions of renewable hydrogen and recycled carbon fuels meeting the directive's greenhouse gas emissions reduction threshold. As part of the hydrogen accelerator measures, the European Commission has proposed establishing a global European hydrogen facility. This facility aims to create an advantageous environment for investment and business opportunities in both European and global renewable hydrogen production. Green hydrogen partnerships will also play a crucial role in promoting the import of renewable hydrogen from third countries and incentivize decarbonization efforts. The Hydrogen Energy Network, comprising representatives from EU energy ministries, serves as an informal group dedicated to assist national energy authorities in capitalizing on the potential of hydrogen as an energy carrier. It acts as a platform for sharing best practices, experiences, and advancements in hydrogen technology, fostering collaboration and addressing specific issues collectively. The labyrinth of initiatives is a result of the multifaceted nature of the hydrogen economy and the need for comprehensive policies and actions to promote its development. These initiatives aim to address various aspects such as investment, infrastructure, research, and international cooperation. But their implementation requires careful coordination and collaboration among stakeholders. So while we strive to comprehensively lay the foundations of a hydrogen economy, we must not be lost in the various outcomes of all the work that has been so carefully planned. We should not miss out on the specific regional or national advantages and disadvantages which are meant to be smoothed out through the process of bringing up to the same level as much as possible the involved stakeholders from the industries and regional economies to the societies and citizens. The journey towards a hydrogen economy is a complex and multifaceted one, requiring collaboration and coordination among various sectors and stakeholders. Initiatives like the Fit for 55 package in the EU and the US government's incentives and partnerships we explore today aim to address the challenges and promote the adoption of hydrogen as a clean energy source. By investing in infrastructure, research, and international cooperation, we can pave the way for a sustainable and decarbonized future. Thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for future episodes as we continue to explore the latest developments and advancements in the world of technology, including renewable energy and the hydrogen economy, the blockchain revolution, navigating the complexities of digital twins, innovations in space technologies, and policies to transition from a linear to a circular economy.